As the days get longer and hotter, most of us are scouting around for ways to stay cool and refreshed. Our guest might have a few ideas along those lines. Chris Dennett is the founder of Medford Beer Week, which returns to the streets and pubs of Medford tomorrow with a variety of events that put beer front and center, but also appeal to a variety of tastes and ages. Chris Dennett, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about the very beginning of Beer Week, a little history here, because this is year number four, so not around that long, but how it got started?
Well, basically the way it got started was after we did the festival about 4 years ago. My friend Will told me, hey, we should have a Medford Beer Week. I said, that's a great idea. What's a beer week? and he started talking to me a little bit about it, what they're doing in bigger cities, in Seattle, San Francisco. I said, go take a look at some of these websites. Look at what they're doing there. And is that something that would be successful and possibly work here? So we looked at it and we thought, yeah.
So it's just a celebration of beer or just a celebration of the summer or a celebration of what exactly are you celebrating? I mean, beer is obviously front and center.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of a celebration of all of that. For us, obviously, beer is primary. That's why we made a beer week instead of a summer week. Certainly, it comes at a good time to celebrate the summer. But the biggest thing for us is that we really believe that the Southern Oregon craft brew industry and the craft beer industry in general is a thriving part of our economy, a thriving part of Southern Oregon. And there's absolutely, we should be celebrating that. That is something that we should all be standing behind. We should be getting behind all of the local businesses that are making amazing beers, all of the people who are part of it, the bars, any of the accounts that sell the beer. You know, that's really what the celebration is about.
I guess I should have asked first off what your day job is. I mean, do you work in the brewing business yourself?
Well, I own a restaurant and a beer store. so it's a natural fit.
All right. Makes sense. How different is this year, the fourth year of Medford Beer Week from the first iteration? I mean, how much bigger has it gotten from your perception? And it sounds like it's not a real tightly controlled sort of thing. It's sort of like if people have events they want to do, you'll provide some major marquee events, but otherwise.
Really what we're trying to do is we're basically a advertising umbrella. So we take all of the sponsorship money and we use that sponsorship money to create advertising for all of the events. But the each one of the events that is being done is being organized by whoever is putting it on. We're really not in the business of trying to tell people what they should be doing at their businesses. They know their businesses better than we do. So essentially they will be putting on an event and it's our job basically to celebrate it. And, you know, in regard to how much bigger it is this year versus previous years, it's definitely grown. You know, I think that we've got, I think that we've got somewhere in the realm of 90 events, 85, 90 events this year. Last year, I think we had about 60. So this thing has really been growing in some ways more than we ever would have expected, but definitely happy to see all of the people on board.
And Beer Week indeed has gone beyond a week as well, because it is it starts on Friday the 6th and runs through the following Saturday. So actually 9 days of events.
Yeah, the 9 day week.
You don't want that for a work week, but it's okay for a beer week, I guess.
Right. It's good for a beer week.
So it's more of a confederation than it sounds like. It's less of, you know, central control. Like, here's what we're going to do on Beer Week. Then you guys want to do stuff great. You guys want to do stuff great. Let's all. Call it Beer Week.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what we're trying to create. Is if anybody in Medford or in Southern Oregon wants to do something during this week, then we're 100% supportive of it. For some people, they want to pair up with breweries. Other people want to do dinners that are associated with breweries. But really, it could be almost anything. There's some people who are just doing specials on beers all week. You know, it's really just a celebration of beer.
As low-key or as big as the people involved want to make it.
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
How much has the industry grown? I mean, you're in the business yourself, so you must have been looking around and seeing what other folks are doing. So, I mean, is there a great growth? I mean, we've talked about the growth in the wine industry a bunch of times on the program, but there's obviously a growth in the beer industry as well.
I think the beer industry is equally as vibrant easily as the wine industry. And it's one of those industries that doesn't always get thought of so much. it's common for people to think about how wine is growing in Southern Oregon. It's not as common to think about how beer is growing. But if you look at just how many places have opened in the last, you know, even in the last year, but certainly in the last 2 years, there's probably somewhere on the realm of, you know, 6 to 10 new breweries just in that time alone.
6 to 10 new ones.
That's I mean, and one right here in Ashland, Swing Tree.
And so, I mean, how hard is it to get into the brewing business? I know that's not the end of it you're in, but I mean, as you watch things go on around you, I mean, is it a little easier to get into the beer business, I guess, is the question, versus having to spend the years of time it takes to get grapevines to begin producing usable grapes for wines?
I think certainly it's a faster turnaround. Also, when you make beer, it only takes a few weeks to make it versus an entire year to make wine. So you get to have, you get to see what you've made much sooner than you do with wine. I think it would be wrong to say, or at least dishonest, to say that it is any easier to be a brewer than it is to be a winemaker. Certainly those people have their expertise and they're good at what they do as well, you know. So, you know, it's difficult to say that it's an easier business, but it's a faster turnaround business.
Faster, okay. That was actually what I was looking for there. All right, so yeah, obviously just as much intervention and the things you have to regulate along the way to make a decent product.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Chris Dennett about Medford Beer Week. He is the founder of the event. It is in its fourth week, starting tomorrow and running through the following Saturday. You can join us here at the Jefferson Exchange if you have questions or comments about beer in general or Medford Beer Week in particular. We'll talk about the events coming up. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to talk to Chris. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So let's talk about some of the events. You've got, it looks like there's a major event every day and a bunch of other ones that just kind of happen at the same general time.
Yeah, satellite events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the marquee events, I mean, how are these arrived upon?
So basically what we do is the people who are major sponsors, they get a marquee event. That's one of the things that they pay for and that they are in and participating with. And then they choose essentially the marquee event. So we don't do that. You know, as I said before, we're not in the business of telling people what's great for their business. So they choose what they think would make sense and they make that marquee event.
All right. So some of the events we have is the Medford Beer Week kickoff party tomorrow, Friday, June 6th at the Walkabout Brewing. In Medford, on Saturday, it's the Brews, Burgers, and Bluegrass, brought to you by Buy Local, Buy Rogue. This is Thrive, the Rogue Initiative for a Vital Economy. That'll be at Edenvale Winery. Oh, my God, you guys are crossing lines. A beer event at a winery.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I guess the winery has finally figured out.
Oh, I'm making a call about that one.
Uh-oh.
Sunday's event is Battle of the Beards. When I first looked at this, I said Battle of the Bands. You said, no, it's Battle of the Beards. You better explain this one.
So this is at Rocky Tonk in Medford, and I think that it, if I understand right, it is a nationally, how do you say it? Nationally sanctioned beard contest, beard and mustache contest. So there will be people, from my understanding, from all over the West Coast who are coming to actually show off their beards and mustaches.
All right. So I didn't know there was a national beard board or something.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Beards and beer.
All right, and that'll be at Rocky Tonk at noon on Sunday, running until 8 o'clock. Marquee event on Monday is the Rare and Specialty Beer Extravaganza at the Growler King at Quality Market. So here again, you're getting lots of different kinds of businesses involved in this. Quality Market in East Medford is a supermarket, closed for a while, reopened again, and opened with one of the first Growler fill stations. Why don't we first describe what Growlers are, because we haven't talked about this much.
Yeah, Growlers are basically... in essence, 64-ounce bottles that you would fill with beer. That's at a very basic level. That's what a growler is.
So instead of buying a six-pack, for example, you would take your growler down to the growler fill station and fill it up.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you an opportunity to take tap beer home. And, you know, that's a lot of people prefer tap beer to bottled beer. You know, I think it's got a different character. It's fresher, so to speak. And so putting it into a bottle is nice to be able to take it home.
So, all right, that's the marquee event for Monday is at the Quality Market. The beer dinner with Southern Oregon Brewery at Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday. Wednesday, you get the beer and appetizer pairing at Lagunitas Brewing at Four Daughters in Medford. That's 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, the marquee event is, maybe you better describe this one, the second annual Big Throwdown.
maybe I should describe this. Let's see.
I'm chickening out on the title here.
I see you are. Yes. Would you like me to not chicken
yes,
out?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the second annual Big Ass Throwdown with Widmer at Mr. Smith. So, yeah, it's like a large burger eating thing.
All right, so that's what that's about. Yeah. The marquee event on, Friday, June 13th, is the kickball tournament. This is interesting. You're bringing kickball back. And this will be at the Frau Kemling Schoolhouse.
Yeah, it's a really fun event, man. This is about the third year that they've done the kickball, and every year people love it. We end up getting hundreds of people out to Jacksonville in big groups, and everybody plays kickball, and it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like a big, silly summer party.
It really is.
Yeah. The marquee event that closes things off is on Saturday, June 14th. It's the Southern Oregon Craft Brew Festival in Old Town in Medford. So the Craft Brew Festival, it's a great bookend event, it sounds like.
A great event as well.
So how far are people traveling, either to present their wares at Medford Beer Week or to attend the events of Medford Beer Week?
So as far as people who are participating in Beer Week, we have people coming from as far as Seattle, Georgetown Brewing out of Seattle, obviously Lagunitas from Petaluma, California. So we've got a lot of people. We try to keep it as kind of regional as we can. But there are definitely people who are coming from, an 8-hour drive away for this event. As far as other people coming in, we don't really have any statistics on that. But I can tell you that we do get emails, and especially this year versus previous years. I was getting emails this year from people saying, hey, when is Medford Beer Week going to be happening? We're planning a trip to Southern Oregon, and we would like to make that trip coincide with your Beer Week. So, my suspicion is that people are coming from areas. I don't think anyone's coming from, like, New York or flying in from Italy or anything like that.
Right. They'd be going to wine events if they're coming from Italy. Just kidding. So there is one central place where people can go to find information about Medford Beer Week?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to our website, and this is going to surprise everyone. It's medfordbeerweek.com.
You are being tricky. Nothing special about the spelling. MedfordBeerWeek.com. And they can find all the things we're talking about here. And, I just talked about the marquee events, but the fact is there are lots of little things going on each day.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on. And if you go onto that website, you'll be able to see a complete list of everything that's happening. There are 9 marquee events, but on each day, there's not only is there that one marquee event, but there's also probably anywhere between 6 and 10 things going on every single one of those days. So really the way I think that it's best used, the way best to enjoy Medford Beer Week is either think about it from a standpoint of pure adventure and say, hey, let's just try some stuff. But you can also say, hey, I really enjoy this venue. Like, I love going to Elements. I see that Elements is doing something on Monday the 9th, so let's go there. Or I really enjoy Deschutes beer, so then let's go there. So you can use these things to either learn about beers by using your favorite restaurant or bar, or you can use your favorite bar to learn about beers that you may not know.
And there is a real range of not to say beer flavors, but certainly levels of activity going on here. I mean, everything ranging from the fairly sedate to these the tastings of the beer and food pairings to the one arm triathlon,
right? Because you need the other arm for beer.
So, what are the events of the triathlon?
I think it's I can't remember exactly.
I do. Darts is one of them.
I know. I think it's lawn darts and cornhole. And what's that ladder game?
Right. The ladder ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You better explain cornhole.
It's it's the one where you've got the angled board that sits on the ground a little ways away with a hole about 2/3 of the way up in the middle. And you throw a bean bag, basically, to try to get it into that hole.
Okay, so it's not a real strenuous. You don't have to be like into training for
This is not a real triathlon.
All right. So, well, given that you have all these events going on and potentially lots of people hanging around downtown Medford and even the outskirts of Medford, for that matter, partaking of beer, are there messages out there to make sure that people drink responsibly? Is there anything set up to give people cab rides if they need them?
Well, one of our major sponsors is Five Star Taxi. And so we always like pairing up with them. Of course, we would suggest that everybody drink responsibly and maybe not even drive at all. You know, take a taxi down, take a taxi back.
Now, I know you said you don't really have a mechanism in place to figure out how much the attendance rises, but at your own establishment, how much activity do you see over Beer Week?
It depends. At Elements, we probably see an increase in business of maybe 30 or 40%. At Beer Works, we see an increase in business of maybe 100%. So, I mean, we double our sales during Beer Week at Beer Works.
Okay, a whole lot going on over the course of the 9 days starting tomorrow. And I should point out, some of these are actually fairly early in the day. There's kegs and eggs, I noticed, on Saturday.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Starting at 10 o'clock in the morning at Buttercloud Bakery in Medford.
No, that's actually at Beer Works. It's with Buttercloud.
Oh, with Buttercloud. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, thanks for catching that. We have been talking to Chris Dennett. He is the founder of Medford Beer Week, which has all those events that start tomorrow. And you can find out more information by going to the website at medfordbeerweek.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us early in the morning to talk about Medford Beer Week coming up.
My pleasure.
Bottom of the hour on The Exchange. Here is Garrison Keillor.